welcome to 160 Dates, the podcast. This is season 1, episode 4. And today I've got a very special guest with me, my beautiful, marvellous, excellent and fabulous ex-boyfriend. Let's call him Chicken. Chicken isn't actually an insult, it's a term of endearment, which we actually have called each other since we began going out. Hey Chicken.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Happy to be here. It's cold winter's night here in Ireland. We're on Skype.
Yes, we are. We are. And so we originally met when we were 16?
16, yeah. 17 years ago.
Yes. For you. Not for me. Yes. I wasn't 15, was I? Maybe I was. I could have been 15. No, I must have been 16. So you must have been 17. Anyway, so we already met in a cafe near my house. There were other people there and other friends of ours. And we started chatting, and I don't remember who anyone else was who was there. One, because you were the most beautiful boy I'd ever met, and two, because we just had a really good chat. And I really fancied you at that point. And then you had a girlfriend. And then we kind of saw each other at parties, and you were always really nice to me and always really polite. And we always got on. And then we started chatting like properly when I was probably 24, when I came to work with you for a bit.
Yeah, you did some freelance work with me. And we had really great conversations, really. That's when I remember we connected on a very deep level when you were working with me. And at the time, you were going out with your ex.
Yeah, sexy exy. And you, yeah, so it was funny because I only realised that you fancied me at that point much later on, as in when we started going out this January. I had never known that you fancied me during that time, but Sexy Exy was so obsessed with the fact that you liked me. And I always thought he was being silly, but actually he wasn't. And then in this year, I invited
I liked you very much. I really enjoyed talking to you. We had great conversations. I mean, we'd speak for hours, I seem to remember. So, I mean, obviously I was well aware that you had a boyfriend, and I would never do anything to do that. But I just really enjoyed talking to you more than anything. I mean, we would talk about work, obviously, but then conversation would go outside of that quite regularly.
And then we went... Then I didn't speak to you for about 8 years. From when Sexy Exy said I couldn't speak to you, we then didn't speak. He and I broke up probably 3 years later. And then it took us 5 years more than that to actually meet up. And I used to invite you to parties randomly, big parties I was throwing. And you could never come because you were living in America, then you were living in Ireland, and you were living all over the place. And then I invited you to my New Year's Eve party this year. And you again said no.
Yes, I did. I was at my house in Ireland, where I am now, and I couldn't make it, unfortunately, but I was coming to London a week later.
So then you asked me.
We catch up then.
Yeah.
Is this year.
Yeah, so when we were meeting up in January, were you planning on it being a date?
I think there was definitely a bit of anticipation. I mean, I was definitely thinking about how much we had such a great connection and I hadn't seen you in such a long time. I was really looking forward to it.
You actually sent me a message saying, I really can't wait to see you. I remember us having such great chats. You sent that to me like 4 days before.
I did send that to you.
Yeah. And I remember actually the girls were over my flat and I said to them, I was like, is it a date? Is it not? But I think it might be a date because he's saying he's so excited about it. And I remember being like, I was so nervous before. And then, so we met up in that pub and I'd arrived earlier than you. And I remember being so annoyed that I'd arrived earlier. because I was then in this really busy pub and I didn't know where to go and there was no seats anywhere. And so
why were you annoyed? I mean, you weren't. I was only. I think I messaged you saying I was a minute late.
I think I was like 3 minutes early. I wasn't annoyed with you. I was just annoyed because I was like, I'm now here by myself and it's so busy and I didn't know where to stand and what happens if I don't remember what he looks like anymore and what happens if he's changed. And then I was like, yeah, I was really terrified. So then I was like, once my makeup looks really terrible. So I remember like going into the bathroom and going and like checking my face. And then I came out of the loo and then you were standing there and I was like, and I remember seeing you for the first time. I was like, oh my God, he's still so good looking. And that was literally the first thing I thought. I was like, he's so good looking. And then we started chatting and then you were like, I'm deaf. Which you're not deaf. I don't know why you said you were deaf.
I'm really quite deaf in loud places. And that pub was really annoying me. It was so busy. Everyone was drunk and bumping into each other. I really wanted to talk to you. And when I can't hear people, it was really annoying. So I just want to get out of there with you. Go somewhere else.
Yeah, so then we went to that restaurant and we had a really nice dinner and then everyone, I remember we're chatting so much and I just remember looking up and the whole restaurant was empty and all the waiters were like rushing out the door.
Yeah.
And I remember being like, oh, okay. And I think they then asked us to leave. And then when we left, that was the funniest part of the whole evening for me. So we left the restaurant. And I fancied you so much. And I was, like, so excited about, like, everything with you. Because I was like, oh, my God, I really hope he likes me. Like, I was so... Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was, like, really nervous. And then... Yeah. And then you literally grabbed me, hugged me, kissed me on the cheek so quickly, and then sprinted off. As in, you ran so fast that I thought that you didn't like me. To the extent that I... Sorry?
Yeah, well, what happened that night was I was staying with some friends of mine who had a young baby girl, and I realised, because we'd stayed so late talking to each other, that I had to get home before, because I didn't have keys, before she went to sleep, otherwise they wouldn't let me in, which was what happened, and then I had to get a hotel.
But that moment when you, like, darted and ran, I then rang my friend and I was like, he doesn't like me. I was like, I'd messaged her from the date when you went to the loo and I'd said, I'm in love. And then I showed that message later. I really had said that. And then, as in I didn't show you that night. That'd be really desperate and weird. I showed you like 4 months later. And then when we left, you were so quick. I rang and I was like, so I thought it went really well, and I thought we really got on, and then he ran away from me. I was like, I don't think he likes me anymore. So that was funny. But then you messaged me like half an hour later, saying you'd got locked out and you had to stay in a hotel. So, and then I remember being like, oh, you should have just said that, you should have just said I'd have let you have my air mattress. And then you said later that you hadn't even thought about, like, saying that earlier.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that. I would never. I'm too polite.
No, but you didn't have to say, can I come stay with you? You could have just been like, oh, I've had a nightmare, I'm locked out of the house. And I've just been like, oh, well, just come over here. It would have been entirely, like, fine. I'd just put it, it wasn't like you were a stranger. I'd known you for, like, a long time. Long, long time.
In this situation, I don't like asking, you know, I wouldn't like asking you to stay there.
No, but you don't have to ask, you'd have just said, like...
I know, but I wouldn't have accepted, even if you had, if you'd have offered. Although I probably would, because I like...
You 100% would have accepted.
Yeah,
probably. You 100% would have, because we've spoken about it since, and you were like, oh, I should have...
This is my chance!
And then what happened next after that? You messaged me.
We messaged and we met up a few days later.
What did we do? I can't remember.
What did we do? We went to cinema.
Yes, we. That was our second date.
That was our second date. So we went and saw. I can't remember the name of the film. I didn't like it. You loved it.
You actually did like it at the time, but you've since
decided
you didn't like it. It was. Wait, what was that film called? I loved it. It was
Something Woman.
Little Woman.
Little Woman. That was it.
Yeah. So
yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
I remember being very nervous because we were next to each other. I hadn't been on a date in such a long time.
Yes, then we were next to each other in the cinema, and it was so cold.
I was like touching your elbow.
But I wasn't sure whether it was me or you who did that. Was it me who started that, or was it you?
No, that was me.
Really? Was it actually you?
The excuse of it being, yeah, it was me. And really? It was so cold in there. I was like, it was nice and warm.
It was so cold in there. It was freezing. And then, yeah, our arms.
We took our jackets on as blankets.
Yes, it was so cold. And then our arms were touching. I remember being like, oh my God. I remember being like, will he please just hold my hand? And you weren't. And then after we left the cinema, you were like, oh, I'm gonna go, right, okay, bye. And I was like, oh, you're gonna leave now? And you were like, I don't have to. I felt like such a desperate weirdo at that point. I was like, because you were meant to be leaving like London 2 days later or the next day. Yeah, a couple of days later.
I was leaving. So we didn't really know what our positions were.
And so I was like, I've only got this one shot. I've got to make him like me now. I was like, I need more time than this. And then, so instead we ended up, rather than you leaving, we went to a bar, and then we left the bar, and we kissed on the street. And we kissed on the street for so long. Yes, for hours.
The whole time the bar was open, we were just kissing. To the point where the bar had closed, and the staff were leaving, and we're like, you guys need to go and get a room now. You've been here the entire time.
That's literally
what they're like. What did they say? You're melting into the concrete.
Yes.
There's some comment.
It was so funny. And then we went from there, and oh yes, and then we were both really naughty. And
you were quite naughty. Yes, we went to the Holiday Inn.
We did go to the Holiday Inn because you were already staying there. And
yes, from my locked out. Well, yes. No, I'd stayed there. I'd stayed there the night before as a result of being locked out.
Again, that
was quite interesting because it was so late in the morning when about 2 o'clock in the morning when we turned up that the receptionist thought you were a lady of the night.
Yeah, she thought I was a prostitute.
Yeah.
Which was interesting. And then, yeah.
But we convinced her you weren't when yes. I said, no, I'm staying here.
That was so funny. Yeah, and then after that, so then the next day we went for breakfast together, and then you said your most amazing line of all time, where I said to you, okay, have fun, and you, this when we were leaving each other, I said, okay, have fun, and you said, we will. And I was like, that is such a good line. I was like, I'm writing that down. That's going in my book. And that was it. Then kind of off that, you then decided not to take your flight. And you basically moved in with me within like a few days.
Yeah, that was pretty much it. I was doing my test at the time, which I'd failed. So I had to, my driving test.
Yeah,
so I was, there were other reasons to stay behind. But
for like a week, and then you passed, and then you continued staying. Yeah. But no, that was funny. And then, yeah, after that, we were just together constantly. We didn't really have any time apart at all. And then we went straight into lockdown within like 3 weeks.
Yeah, so we were together for, I was staying between you and my friend's house, and then lockdown happened, and, well, actually, no, lockdown didn't happen. There was a mad sort of, everyone was talking about it, and there was a big sort of, the supermarkets were being emptied and panic buying, and we sort of came up with a plan to leave London prior to lockdown, where we then travelled to
other places. And then we went to, and we stayed in a room in a garden for...
Oh, the Eco House.
Oh, yeah, well, I forgot about that.
We went to Pembrokeshire.
Oh, yeah, we did go there first. We stayed in a really cool house. And then after that, we were there for like 4 days. And then we went to stay in a room in a garden. And we stayed there for like 5 months together, barely knowing each other. And suddenly we were living properly together and not seeing anyone else. And that was interesting. I mean, the thing is...
It was interesting. I mean, that was a real fast forward for any relationship. Because, I mean, we were literally in one room together with the bath, you know, loos and baths and kitchen all in.
Yeah, in one room. Do you think if it hadn't been for lockdown, we wouldn't have stayed together for that long?
I think we would have. I'm not sure. I think we would have. I think it was such a bizarre time.
No, so I'm saying, do you think if it wasn't for lockdown, we would have stayed together?
As in now?
No, as in would we have stayed together? Would we have even managed to last that long in our relationship?
Oh, I definitely think so, because I think, if anything, that really made us... I think we would have just taken longer to get to where we are now.
Broken up. We would have taken longer to get to broken up.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
In a way. I think so, because, I mean, we were really forced to know each, you know, get to know each other, like, really deeply, and you know, we spent 5 months together. I mean, it's pretty hard not to.
Yeah, living in one room together. I mean, we knew each other pretty well. So on that, I've got some questions for you. So considering that you pretty much lived with me and only being around me for about, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, for 8 months, you and I were basically the only people we saw. What do you think are my most annoying traits?
Oh, that's easy, that you're blind.
That I'm blind. Yeah. Really, Michael?
Not necessarily because you need me to find things for you, which you do quite regularly.
Just to clarify, I'm not actually blind, I just wear contact lenses. But yes.
So one, you lose things quite frequently, including your glasses, which makes it quite funny.
That does happen the whole time. You lose
your glasses every night. But your contact lenses, yeah. I mean, picking up contact lenses with the little liquid eye water juice in it everywhere, which is definitely up there. I'd sit down and it'd just be a contact lens thing and your bottom would get wet.
That's so funny.
Or I'd walk on a contact lens thing and I'd get all the liquid in between my toes.
Your most annoying trait is... you've got quite a few. Your snoring is unbelievable. Your chorizo eating is remarkable. And what else did I find? There were a lot of things I found really annoying about you. What else was I regularly complaining about?
Definitely not. It sounds like I'm pretty perfect.
No. Oh, your trading and your moodiness. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I can say the same for you.
What, my trading? What?
Around, you know, like, I was smoking my vape, you know, that was another thing that you got very
okay,
annoyed with.
Just to clarify about that, you kept me awake with your snoring till about 4 a.m. I'd finally managed to go to sleep, and then you'd wake me up at 5 a.m. because you decided to vape with your really loud vape next to my head. I was furious. I'm still angry even thinking about that now. Yeah, okay, fine.
Yeah, I was quite insensitive.
Yeah, you were just really annoying. Yeah, oh my God, that really annoyed me. I'm so pleased you've given up that. Okay, number two. What is an unexpected thing about me? Something that you would never have expected and you wouldn't know unless you went out with me.
An unexpected thing about you, compared, what, as in relation to when, what I thought of you when we were younger, yeah. Or just anything?
Yeah, or anything, or like, whatever.
You are very good at table tennis.
Table tennis? Well, that's the surprising thing. But you're better.
I didn't expect you to, because obviously I'm very, very good. So it's delightful to find someone who could return the ball. And
yeah, you are actually very good. You are potentially better than me when it comes to ping pong.
Potentially.
But, so, yeah.
Yeah, no, I found that, I was very unexpected to find that you were that great.
And why did you fall in love with me?
I fell in love with you for so many reasons. You're stunning, you're beautiful, you're so incredibly kind.
Thanks.
We had such a deep connection as well. I really felt like we could talk to each other about anything with lack of judgment. And you know, like, I felt like our souls kind of ached to be next to each other. It was.
I know, I definitely had the same thing. I was just, I just remember feeling so happy that we were together. I was just so, I just felt so lucky. And I remember there was a moment, like, I've never been scared of dying ever. And I was suddenly like, oh my God, what happens if I die now? And it's taken me all this time to find someone who I like this much and who I love this much. And now I'm just gonna die. And it's going to be a disaster because I'll have finally found what I wanted all this time. And then I won't be able to have it because I'll have died. And it was so funny because it's never been like a thought in my head being like, oh my God, I'm going to die. But suddenly I was terrified of dying because I wanted to have more time with you. Which is funny. Anyway, how did you feel when you found out that I'd been on 160 dates plus, and I was writing a book about it, and I had like an Instagram account about it, and it was such a kind of integral part of my life was the fact that I'd been single for 5 years.
At first it was a little disconcerting, but I mean, the more, again, like, for me, it was like I had such a strong connection to you that it didn't really bother me. And then actually, you know, the more I thought about it and the more we, you know, got into our relationship, the more I thought how sweet it was, really, that, you know, that I was the person that, you know, all these other suitors had failed at wooing you over. I'm also inherently not really a jealous person, so it didn't bother me too much.
Yeah. If we could have done one thing differently, what do you think we should have done?
I think we should have probably taken a bit more time in the early days, just, you know, to get to know each other a bit more before. But really, I mean, we know each other, so... Yeah.
I don't think that would have helped. I think we would have still ended up breaking up because we haven't broken up because one of us did something awful or anything. That's not why we're broken up. So I think it was beautiful how we were at the beginning, you know. It was so, we were just so in love and so quickly. I think you told me you loved me after a week and a half.
It just popped out. It literally just popped out. I kind of remember going, I tried to swallow my own words. I remember literally my face. It was like blowing my cheeks out because I was like, that just come out.
Did really I say it back? Did I say it back that day?
You were kind of like, I know.
so arrogant. Yeah, I know. Of course,
arrogance. That's another of your traits, which does annoy me.
What, my arrogance? But
I have to say.
Do you actually think I am arrogant, though? Or do you think it's
You're
just
not
like,
really arrogant. You've just got moments of arrogance, which are like, okay.
But I think,
chickens being very...
But I think very, my... Very
cocky. Chickens being a cock at the moment.
But do you not think that my arrogance, are like, I have extreme arrogance, but then there's also an extreme insecurity simultaneously?
It's extreme insecurities. I mean, you bounce, you know, you bounce between the two.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, I definitely, well, sometimes I'm like, oh, I'm so great. And sometimes I'm like, I'm awful. Nobody loves me. I'm all alone. Yeah, so... It's interesting.
Yeah, you definitely, I'd say, you know, you have an underlying belief, you know, that you, I think in general, you just have moments of, you know, you're quite a strong-willed and you know what you want, but you have moments of insecurity.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, definitely.
And that's, you know, like we all do, really.
When you think of, like, a screenshot of your favourite moment in our relationship, when would it be?
Oh, straight away I go to the waterfall.
Really? Mm. So I straight away go to Greece. So in July we went to Greece. And when we first saw shooting stars and we used to go skinny dipping in the pool, that's like my straight away moment of like the moments I really miss.
That was pretty epic. I mean, I think it's just purely, there was something really magical about the Brecon Beacons.
Yeah, that was incredible.
It was mystical.
Too. Yeah, it was
Greece
amazing.
Greece was just as, I mean, yes, that time on the beach was
oh, amazing. Was fun. That was amazing too. Yeah, the thing is, we had so
many.
They made
a cocktail after us.
there was so many great times in our relationship in general. What is special about me?
What's special about you? You are incredibly bright, incredibly intelligent, incredibly driven. You're so driven. I mean, and you'll move mountains, especially if it's for someone you love. You're like, you will do it, you know, you'll go to the end of the world for them. Even when you're so busy, you'll put everything aside and kind of make it all have work, which really amazes me. And you kind of just deal with it and get on with it. I mean, you sometimes get a bit upset by it, but it's really special to see that, and your loyalty to the people you love is second to none. There's very few people.
Yeah, I think so. There's so many things about you which I adore. Like I think you're so interesting and kind and sweet, and just you've got this kind of really gentle energy which I love, and you've got, you're so clever, not that you use it all the time, but you are so clever, and you've just got so much, you're so kind-hearted, it's like inbuilt within you, and so many men don't have that. I also love the fact you've never been like slutty, and I wouldn't even care if you had, but I like that it's not an inbuilt thing of you, if you're just like, oh, I want to shag as many girls as I can. You're not like that at all, and I love that about you. And yeah, I really love how you can be so, that part of you where you're so true to yourself. When you're being true to yourself, you are the most unbelievable person ever.
I definitely have an issue where I go in between being true to myself and the duality of life, I like to say it, but when I'm connected with myself at a higher level.
Yeah. What did you love about our relationship?
I love the fact that we, again, you know, like what we've been saying already, that we really connected. But I did feel like we could really, I've never really had anyone that I, you know, could really lean on. I felt like you and I really did lean on each other. And I also feel like we resolve conflict really well.
Sometimes. I mean, not all the time.
Sometimes. You and I, it might take us a day or two, but
you and I have had some serious fights.
We have. They have blown out of people, but we will always come back.
Well, we'll normally love. Well, the thing is that we actually do love each other, and even though we're broken up now, I still 100% adore you. Like, I really care about you so, so deeply. So, I think, yeah, that doesn't change. What did you hate about our relationship?
I hated contact lens cases. There's nothing I really hated. I think we were just in conflict because, you know, with what happened with COVID, my mind shifted as to kind of where, you know, what, you know, I guess a bit more fear came in. You very much wanted to have a, you know, buy a house together and have a baby very soon. And my kind of alignment on that had shifted. So I hated the conflict, I think, that brought about. Because of this misalignment between the two of us, we just kept on butting heads by the end of it, and it just progressively got worse. And I think I hated the fact that I hated the fact that it couldn't work out.
I know. That makes me want to cry. But yeah, I'm the same. There's so much of you, which is my 100% perfect person, but we wanted different things, and it was really horrendous because there was because when two people love each other but they want different things, and if you got what you wanted, then I would lose out so badly. And if I got what you want, what I wanted, you'd lose out so badly. And you can't be with someone. If one person gets what they want, the other person will be suffering so badly. So if you love someone, you have to. Yeah, it was just really shit.
One of us would be sacrificing
something way too big. Because for me, like, I've wanted to have children for a really long time, and I don't need to have children today, but I certainly want to have them in the next couple of years if I can. And suddenly, from having had exactly the same goals, you didn't want the same thing anymore. And it's something I can't give up on. And so it was just really, really horrendous. So, yeah.
And I think the lack of financial security for you as well, like, which was tied in with that, and it was putting a lot of pressure on me, and I was thinking, you know, children require a lot of money, and it was just causing so much internal conflict, because it took us a while to recognize that.
I think, yeah, the thing is, because I've obviously worked really, really hard recently to try and get myself into a financial situation so that I can have children. And I think I was just finding it frustrating that I felt like you weren't kind of going towards the same goal. And it's just because the problem was our goals are different right now. And that was what was so difficult. How am I different from other people you've dated?
You're the first chicken I've called chicken. You're so different. I mean, like, even the way we've dealt with this, like breakup, it's been very mature. We both really care about each other. We're both very similar, actually, in a way.
Yeah.
We've both got a lot of differences, too. But we have some similarities, I think, which is why we connect so, on such a deep level. We're so both super kind-hearted and so caring and loving, and like, we both know what that sort of unconditional love can be. And I think that's where we really connected. So I mean, that's I just find you incredibly special, really, Chicken. There's no one else.
Oh, I find you special too. And what do you think I value the most in my life?
What do you value most? I think I would say friends and family first, and then books.
Books. Books. You value books. As in writing them or reading them?
I mean, you literally, when I talk to you about books, it sounds like you've been, you've done like, it sound, you know, you sound like a crackhead. It's got so much energy. You know, you've been taking meth all night. It's, you know, just give you a book to talk about.
Only ones no, I've written, though, right? Not the books I write, not the books I read, right?
Yeah, when you've been writing, I mean writing. And when we're talking about what you're writing about, and just generally your ambition, so I would say not just books, but I would say friends and family, and then ambition. Well, yeah, friends and family, children, your own family, and also ambition.
Yeah. But I know that's true. And what do you miss?
And flowers.
Flowers? What do you mean?
Yeah, your little greenhouse.
Oh, my plants. Flat. Yeah, they've grown so much. I think since you've moved out, I've been giving, because I've had, like, no one to love, I've just been giving my plants so much love, so they are growing. They're, like, doing so well. And what do you miss most about me?
I have to kidnap you and get you to do the polytunnel and build
out there. What do you miss most about me?
Sorry, I missed that.
What do you miss most about me?
I miss you.
I miss you.
I miss cuddling you in the morning. I miss talking to you. I mean, there's so many times where I just want to talk to you and we can't because it's causing both of us pain talking to each other as much as we did. And obviously, you can't move on when you're doing that.
Yeah.
And I really want you to, but.
Yeah. I've really missed you. I miss you about like when I at really random times though. So it'll be. Oh, earlier I actually missed you for like a ridiculous comical reason.
Was anything broken in your flat?
Yes. My washing machine started rattling, and I was like, "Oh no! What happens if it catches fire?" I was like, "Chicken will know what to do." And then I was like, "I can't ring him. I wish he was here and he could hear the noise and deal with it." No, so I missed you then. But every time I see stars, I think about you. Every time
stars
I see
stars in the sky.
Yeah. Every time I see a chorizo, I think of you.
That's right.
every time I'm eating something a bit gross, I think of you. And there's definitely been a lot of times when I'm just lying in bed and I'm like, I really miss cuddling you and I really miss like just being around you. Cause the thing is, like, you're so special and just such a like incredible person. And you said something.
Yeah, I mean, I did something weird. I mean, I kept your toothbrush and started using it when I missed you, which is the weirdest thing.
I love that you did that. It's so cute and creepy, but cute.
It's so weird. I really miss Chicken. There's her toothbrush. I'm going to use it.
So funny. No, I just. Yeah, I mean, it's been really tough going through this breakup, particularly because I've never broken up with someone where there's been nothing bad apart from the fact that we want different things. Like, neither of us cheated on each other, neither of us treated each other terribly. Like, we both were really loving to each other, we both still love each other. But we just want
exactly, and I think both of us to an extent feel like we might be, we might get back together in the future. At some point.
I think the thing is that right now.
Well, I'm not.
Right now, there's nothing. We can't be together. There's no way.
We can't be together. And, yeah.
But you never know what will happen in the future. The thing is, if you suddenly wanted completely different things, and, or I suddenly didn't want to have children, and didn't care so much about, like, the things I care about, then we, like, it could all change.
Well, I think if, you know, if my finances were in order, and I'm just a bit risk averse with
what, with not getting a job?
With not getting a job at the moment, yeah. That would be very, very risk averse.
I don't want to get a job because it's dangerous.
Yeah, it is dangerous. It's a dangerous time to be having a job.
Yeah.
You know, I'm planning on doing, you know, growing some plants and some salads and doing a little honesty box outside my house.
And the thing is that I love that. And if you and I, if we were 20, I would be so content. Like, living a kind of weird hippie lifestyle with you where neither of us do anything really. I would be so happy. But I'm not. I'm 32. And I want to have babies in the next few years. And I want to live a really normal, really stable life where I'm not worried the whole time about money and I'm not panicking. And living off one income, mine particularly, which is terrible. Well, it's not terrible, but it's just not good enough. It's just, it just wouldn't work. And I want to have kids soon, whereas you're more like kind of, I just think you're just not ready. I just think you just need a bit more time. And it doesn't mean, like, we just don't know. Anyway, so some of my fabulous 160 dates Instagram friends have messaged.
Woohoo!
Woohoo! And they've asked a few questions. Number one, do you miss me?
Yes.
Yeah, I miss you too. Okay, number two. How do you know if or when a guy is truly interested in you?
He'll let me know.
I think if someone likes you, they message, they get in contact.
It's tough. I mean, there's this whole dating games and rules. And, you know, the point is you can think someone who really likes you and is actually he's just out for, you know, to play you.
Playing with you.
I think you have to rely on your intuition and not give. If it's a new person, I think be reserved, but don't be too closed. You know, you have to have this health assertive. And
it's funny because when you and I met, I remember talking to you about it on our first date. I was saying how I'm trying to be more vulnerable. Because I built up such barriers, because I was so terrified of being hurt, that I had such a tough exterior that actually anyone getting through was basically a nightmare.
No, I didn't get in.
No. At the beginning of our relationship, you kept saying I was pushing you away. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think.
Yeah, you were, because you hadn't trusted anyone else or let anyone else in or.
Yeah, in a really long time.
So
I'd been so used to just being so self-efficient and just sorting out everything myself and dealing with all problems myself. And the only person I could really trust with sorting things out was me. Because, and so when you were like, oh, I can help you with that. Oh, I can do that. I never believed you would do it.
Yeah, even small things like just in the car or driving. I remember like the navigation, you'd always put your phone in the little cup holder.
Yeah.
And I was like, I can hold this. And turning away, and you'd be very, like, very, very, no, I'll do it myself.
Well, it's because I just wasn't used to anyone doing anything for me. I was just always used to doing everything myself. But back to this lady's question. When a guy is truly interested in you, either they will message you lots, or if they're super shy. I mean, you're quite shy.
I'm quite shy.
So I kind of came on to you quite a bit, because I invited you to the party, and then I was the one who said after the cinema, oh, you're leaving? So I kind of forced our relationship along quite a bit. But had I not done that, had I not been so forthright with you? Oh, and even when we first kissed, you under the table, you said that my legs were, like, touching yours and that I was the one...
I was just being very reserved because, again, you know, like, I was going back to Ireland in a couple of days. We, you know, I'm quite a shy and polite person, so I didn't know. I mean, it was only really until the second date when we were in that bar and you were touching your legs up against mine.
I wasn't doing that on purpose. I was actually just really nervous.
Yeah, you were actually kicking me under the table. Kiss me!
No, I wasn't. No, I wasn't. I was just... I just thought so.
But I just loved talking to you. I remember a mutual friend of ours that happened to be in that same bar.
And
I, again, it was the same feeling I had when we were in the pub on our previous date. I was just like, gosh, just leave.
I know.
I just want to talk to her.
So how do you think, how do you know if a guy likes you? They basically...
I think there'll be excitement. I think you need to be aware. You need to assert if it's a, like someone who's just after sex, you know, because they're going to like you. There are people that are going to like you until they get what they want and then they don't like you anymore.
But is that so still a thing
you
now?
You need to filter.
Is that still a thing now? As in, do boys or men?
You just haven't gone for any of them. But there's so many men.
Because I don't come across the men who
It depends.
I don't really come across the men who just want to have sex with me. I normally, like, I just come across people who either really don't like me or really like me, but there's no in between, like, kind of, I want to just use your body people.
Yeah.
But they do exist, I think. In fact, I know. An interesting insight that I had the other day is I've realised... Since going out with you, someone who's, like, so kind and so amazing, I was thinking back to a lot of the guys who I dated in between you and Sexy Exy, and I just thought, I would never, ever let any of those things happen to myself now. Ever. Because I've been going out with someone who's so great that my appreciation for myself has gone up because you've raised my appreciation for myself. Because I went out with someone who truly appreciates...
I raised your expectations, darling.
Yeah, there's that too.
Well, I mean, your perspective gets skewed, doesn't it? When you're in toxic relationships, you think that becomes the norm. So you
it's
don't
true.
Really know what...
It's true.
What another... You know, I was just talking to my brother about this the other day, you know, and like... He honestly believes that he broke up with his ex-girlfriend, just a bit of context. He broke up with his ex-girlfriend about a year ago, and he just feels like he can't find, you know, there's no other woman in the world. But actually, he's forgotten what their relationship was like, which was quite pretty toxic. And it's only, you know, reminiscing now, he just remembers the good parts and things. You know, he's convinced himself that there's no other woman, you know, in the world that would be as good for him as his ex. But it's, again, I think it's until you see any better or when you don't have any perspective on things.
Yeah.
But
so what's so interesting about this to me...
You have that mindset.
...is because I've been going out, like, the guys I was dating... Like, some of them, like, they were completely inappropriate because they were nasty and horrible and I let them be just because my self-worth had gone so low that I just really wanted to find someone who I loved and who loved me back. And then I ended up closing down entirely. And then it was in my process of trying to work out how to be vulnerable, how to be present with someone again, that you and I started dating. And yeah, I'm really grateful that we did date.
Well, I think that's a really important point. Again, I was talking to my bro about it. You know, like, I think you attract, like, I think relationships, depending on where your, like, status, you attract kind of you know, if you're in a negative place and you're looking for someone, you know, if you're looking for someone just to love you back and not actually, you know, you kind of just not, again, be assertive about it and really think, then you can get into the wrong relationship because you're basically settling for any relationship.
It's true.
When things aren't, you know, when there are red flags maybe everywhere.
It's so true. I think what was, what was so beautiful.
And your loyalty probably takes over. You know, you're such a loyal person that that's your priority at the cost of yourself.
That's true. That is true. I think, but what's amazing is when you and I started going out, there was no settling. I literally felt like the luckiest person ever. I really did. I remember just thinking, like, I am so lucky. I'm with the most amazing guy. And to be honest, I still think that. Like, I still am so pleased that you and I were together. Like, I think it's been a really, like, healing and amazing time for me being with you. Because after having been through such, like, a tough time with men and with everything, being with someone who, like, at least partly appreciated me and who could see, like...
Partly appreciated me. Excuse me.
I think it was just really good for me. And I think also, like, we loved each other and we cared about each other and we still cared about each other. Like, it hasn't... Like, when you're going through a hard time still, you still message me and ring me and I would do the same for you. Like, if I was going through a hard time and I was panicking about something, I would probably call you too, because fundamentally we're best friends. Like, yes, we're going out, but a big part of that is we were best friends, and we were best friends in our 20s as well. So yeah, so that's interesting. And then someone's asked,
and I think that's a really important, Even you know, I think we both know we'll be in each other's lives going forward, no matter what.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, we might not have to speak for a little bit of time. Yes, we might get back together. Maybe we won't. But I do think we both know that. Well, I would like to think that I would like, I value you so much as a person. I very much want you in my life.
Yeah, I really value my life too. I do think at some point, we do have to stop speaking for a bit. I mean, we keep trying and then we last like 5 days and then I get a little message from you. Normally of a frog or a chicken. And then suddenly we're speaking again. And the thing is, like, I care so much about you. So obviously if there's anything going on in your life, which is like hurting you, I want to be there. At the same time, we do need to let ourselves heal a bit. So at some point, we do have to... we're getting better. Before we're speaking...
But what I'm saying is with time aside, say we do stop speaking to each other for, whatever, 6 months, I feel like we have such a strong connection. Even if we don't get back together as a couple, I feel like we will be in each other's lives
forever,
you know.
I think you'll always be in my life in some way or other, which is really special. So someone else has asked, how many times did we break up in the relationship? I mean, quite a lot of, like.
Well, you are a serial breaker. I mean, you know, if I left my coffee cup somewhere.
That's unfair. No, I think we probably broke up.
Not quite that bad, but in the beginning was pretty bad, I have to say. Like, when we were living in that room together for 5 months, it wasn't bad. I think we just worked each other up, and I think it was the nature of getting to know someone, and you know, we'd taken a giant leap, and it was strange times, and we were, you know, it was a new relationship, living together within, you know, a month of seeing you again. I think it just, and with lockdown and stuff going on, I mean, it's hard to say, was that because of us, was that because of the times? Was that because of the scenario? We hadn't seen anyone else, literally just, you know, living in each other's lap for 5 months together. I don't know. I think we also resolved a lot of conflict getting through that too. And we figured out, we learned a lot about, so much about each other.
Yeah.
Like I learned, when you're angry, don't say anything.
It's an unexploded bomb. Don't go near it. Yeah.
just if, don't try and find solutions. Don't, just because, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's actually...
Sorry, Dad. And yeah. Sorry.
No, sorry. Why are you sorry? Keep going.
Yeah, I thought I interrupted you.
I think I was trying to say something earlier, but I now can't remember what it was. No, I think we broke up once properly before this time. Or twice properly.
I have to say, it's something I really don't like. I don't like relationships that, you know, using it as a weapon or a threat.
It's terrible.
Which did happen.
And it does happen. Both of us did it. And it's terrible. It's really immature and really silly. And we're so above that. So I'm amazed that we did that. But we definitely did. But I think because we ended up in quite a kind of weird cycle, because we both knew we loved each other, but we, by the end, like, we knew we couldn't be together. And it was horrendous, and we were both really struggling with that, but in different ways.
Yeah, well, it was just this conflict that we had because of where we both were. And yeah. It just kept on cropping up.
It was really hard. I mean, yeah, because I felt like you were burying your hand, as you were burying your head in the sand. And I felt like I was trying to discuss it with you to work out if there was any even ground that we could go on. And then the more we discussed it, the more I realised that there just wasn't really any. And then I said to you that we should break up, and... Then at first you were really angry with me, then you were really upset, and then you, like, within, like, a week, you, when I explained it to you again, you then were like, you're right, like, we can't be together right now, it's not fair on either of us. And yeah. I remember saying to you that I love you too much to be with you right now, because it will just make things... It will destroy us. And it wouldn't just destroy our relationship. It wouldn't just destroy our friendship. It would destroy who we are as people, because the amount of sacrifice isn't possible. But anyway,
you mean it meant to be together? We would conflict, we'd create a confliction within ourselves. So.
Yeah. And you can't do that.
It was going against the grain, which is just always difficult.
Yeah, I also think, like, sometimes if you really, really love someone, you actually just have to let them free. It's actually the kind of thing to do. It's to let them free, and you don't know what's going to happen in the future. Anything can happen. But for right now, like, I don't want to destroy you. So, yeah, that's that. Is there anything else you want to say?
Are there any more questions?
We kind of answered them all. Oh, someone else has said, you're going to have feelings again. I mean, my feelings didn't go. I still love you, and I think I'll always love you. Like, I don't think that emotion ever disappears. I think all your ex-boyfriends and all your ex-girlfriends end up just being kind of part of...
All my ex-boyfriends.
All my ex-boyfriends and all your ex-girlfriends just end up being part of your kind of patchwork dressing gown that you just wear. That's not a good analogy at all. But it becomes part of...
But I do want a patchwork dressing gown. I was thinking, I want Amazon app. Quilted dressing gown.
Oh,
would be really nice.
Nice.
It was so cold. And I just ordered slippers.
Oh, nice. Right, well, I think that is it. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Oh, what were we going to say?
I was going to say thank you.
Oh, thank you.
For having me on this delightful podcast. I've had a very special evening.
I've had a very special evening too, chicken. So thanks everyone for listening in, and please remember to follow it and follow at 160 dates the Instagram account, follow the podcast, however you can.
Follow, like, and subscribe.
Oh yes, follow, like, and subscribe. This is like an avid podcast listener here, so he knows what he's talking about. Follow, like, and subscribe. And also, I found out that if you subscribe on Apple Podcasts, you get to hear the episode earlier than people who haven't. So you should definitely do that. Okay, thanks so much. See you next week. Bye.